All right. It is a beautiful sunny day. It is Friday, and I'm telling you, I am getting very anxious to plant things because I have a new knee now, so I can bend down. And with us right now is Tony Abruscato, who is here because the garden show, the Chicago Flower and Garden Show, is going on. You are president and show director. Thank you for coming back.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Spring is springing.
It is springing.
It will be. It hasn't sprung yet.
No. But it will for the next week over at Navy Pier. We'll definitely be in full bloom.
We have tickets to give away also,
excellent.
Keep listening.
Remind me, Tony, the show goes March 14th through...
Wednesday, March 14th through Sunday, March 18th.
Yeah.
And this is the first time that will actually be a five-day show versus a nine-day show.
How come? What happened there?
You know what? It's actually an opportunity for us to provide a fresher show.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the shows around the world are actually 5 days long. There were very few that are nine. And so trying to keep the plants alive for 9 days and doing all these things, we have actually, though, added more educational classes, more gardens and things. So we'll have the same amount or more that we had in 9 days that we'll have in five.
Really?
And what I was telling somebody is that, like, we have the beautiful tulip garden.
I love tulips. Doesn't your wife like tulips too?
She's a fan, yeah.
Yeah. And so normally we have like 2,000 tulips that they grow.
Yeah.
But they grow 4,000 because midweek they have to take out all the old tulips and put new ones in.
Freshen them up.
But now this year they actually grew 3,500 tulips. We'll have 70 different varieties all on display at one time because the last Wednesday through Sunday. And just like the azalea, I brought in some azaleas, they'll last through that whole time. So it'll be a much fresher show and an opportunity for people to kind of get in and out.
All right. So the theme this year, Flower Tales. Is that it?
Flower Tales. Every garden has a story to tell.
And I just told you, Tony brought us both some azaleas. You can bring some home if you want to keep them yourself. Or you
can give
them to
keep them for myself.
Okay.
Yep.
With my dog passing away, I've never done this, but we're getting his ashes. We have a statue in the backyard that kind of resembles Tiki, and the boys wanted to bury the ashes.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's in the middle of a flower garden, like a wildflower garden, and I'd like to put the azaleas there. So it is true, Flower Tales, every garden does have a story to tell, like that or many others.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things when I bought the Flower and Garden Show, people would come up to me all the time and they would tell me their story. My grandmother and my aunt and my mom and I used to come, and then now I'm bringing my daughter. Or I think Mark Schulman would tell me that Esther and Eli would take him to the Flower and Garden Show, and there was a glass blower there, and every year they would take home a glass flower from the show. And so all these memories and people sharing it. Mm-hmm. So I've always wanted to do something with it. So we ended up meeting up with the folks from Bernie's Book Bank. And they're a nonprofit organization focused on book ownership to at-risk kids in the Chicagoland area. And this year, they'll distribute 4 million books out to them. And so it was a perfect time in saying, they're doing all the books and we're doing literacy and all of these things. So we came up with Flower Tales, Every Garden Has a Story to Tell. And then our designers have jumped on the bandwagon. So Subaru's doing a Wizard of Oz garden.
Aww.
We have a Harry Potter garden. We have Alice in Wonderland. There's one that's doing a trilogy, The Hobbit, Secret Garden.
Is there a Star Wars one?
There is not a Star Wars one.
There will be in our backyard this year. You've just given Jimmy Mac a really good idea. There'll be an AT-AT walker in the middle of it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's stunning. I'm guessing, Tony, that if you're a flower enthusiast or a plant enthusiast and you live in the Midwest, it's very different from if you lived somewhere where the weather is pleasant all year round. You have to approach it pretty differently if you live in the Midwest, don't you?
You really do, and you have to be careful about when you're planting and what you're planting.
Yeah.
You know, the big thing for Chicago is, you know, we've got this weird weather going on, you know, the hot and the cold and back and forth. But even if it starts to stay warmer, it's not time to plant. Typically, Mother's Day is the frost day.
I wait till Memorial Day actually to plant my tomatoes.
Yeah, a lot of people do that and doing that later time. So you want to be careful of what you're doing. Even like these azaleas, you might find in the winter that you put some burlap around them or put a little covering over them because they tend to be a little bit more susceptible to the colder weather.
Yeah.
And so those are the types of things that we have to do. But what's interesting is that Chicago, that one of the big box retailers shared with me that their Chicagoland stores, their flower department, outsold the entire southern region of the United States. So even though we're, you know, we can only garden really May to September, May to October, November, we are a gardening city.
So I'm trying to figure out why that would be. Is it just because there's a bigger appreciation because our season is shorter here? So when we do see flowers, we get excited. Is that what it is?
And we want to get outside.
Right. We want to get outside because, you know, first night stay, all of a sudden there's, you know, 800 people on the lakefront running and things like that. And
so
people want to get out. The other thing is that oftentimes, you know, if you're here, we're planting annuals, a lot of annuals. Yeah. So you, every year you're coming out and buying them, you know, in Arizona, you know, I love it in Arizona, but you know, you buy a cactus and there, you know, there it's it. And about 100 years later, it's 2 feet bigger. So, you know, that's, so with
us,
we
sound so glamorous, Tony.
Oh yeah. You know, here it's glamorous.
Yeah,
you
sure.
know, here we have the glamour. Yeah. But it's really fun. And I was talking with someone, you know, kind of my stories is, you know, I had a vegetable garden when I was a kid. I shared that with you a couple times ago when I was here. And, you know, instead of cutting all the lettuce, I pulled it all out because I didn't know any better. And then over the time of the course of owning this show, I've learned so much about flowers and plants and the care for them. And it's really something amazing. And so we focus the show on education. So we want, you don't have to be an expert. You can be an expert gardener and come to the show, but you don't have to be. So people come to me all the time. Oh, I don't go to the flower and garden show because I don't know how to grow anything. And so, well, we have 120 classes and all these professionals there that can teach you how to grow something.
Right.
We have a container gardening class. I love it. We call them potting parties. And people can come in.
It's legal now.
It's legal now. Yeah. And you can grow your own. And we'll teach you how to grow it at the Flower and Garden Show. But you take home your first container of the season. But it, you know, you can just learn how to do it. So if you don't have that green thumb, you can get one by us.
I have never had a green thumb. My whole life, I had silk plants in every apartment or house I've been in because you have to water them. When you plant something outside, it's Mother Nature's more forgiving because she helps you water it when it rains.
Right.
She gives you sunshine. So don't think you can't do it. I really still have silk plants in my house. But outside of the house, it's fun to kind of be artistic and design the colors you like. There, you can do whatever you want. There's no, you have to use this flower. It's whatever you like.
Right. And people always ask me, what should I grow? You know, or I talk about, I have a balcony here in the city and the, you know, oh, what should I grow on my balcony? And that same thing, what do you like? You know, I always say one of my favorite colors is orange. So I have a lot of orange flowers out there. I like mojitos. So I grow mint and, you know, and I like caprese salad. So I grow basil out there. And so you do that. One of the things that we're seeing though, which is really interesting, is that as society changes and the millennial and the iPhone and, you know, all the smartphones, is that the growers are hybridizing and changing the makeup of some of the plants. And so the plants are now have easier care and maintenance. Mm-hmm. There's a whole line of roses out and endless summer hydrangeas. And
They bloom all summer long.
And we have a big hydrangea, Bailey's is out with the endless summer hydrangeas. And so now it's even easier. And there's an easy care rose, easy elegance rose that if, you know, people always say, I love roses, but they're really hard to grow.
Yeah.
Well, now they've come out with these new ones that aren't so hard.
Used to be in the old days, you had to cover up your roses in the wintertime with these styrofoam domes.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Now you don't have to do that.
Not so much. And, you know, especially our winters have been a little milder.
Yeah.
We were talking about the other day. I said, I remember when I was a kid, it was like 50 below zero and there's, you know, 3 feet of snow on the ground
and
all the time.
And you walk 20 miles to school.
Both,
I know.
Yeah, uphill.
Right. I don't know how it's possible.
And for some reason, I played the baritone, and so this thing weighed about 900 pounds. Right. I couldn't play the flute. I had to walk.
Oh, fun.
And we were a half a block short of being able to take the bus.
Oh, really?
So I had to walk like the 8.5 blocks to school because you had to be 9 blocks away to take the bus. And so
that's a good time.
You still playing the baritone, by the way?
No, not anymore. But
nah.
My mom played it before me back in the 50s when she was drum major of the band, Lakeview High School.
Oh, yeah. Every instrument tells a story, doesn't it?
Wendy, nicely done. Tony Abruscato's here, president and show director of the Chicago Flower and Garden Show. Visit them on Twitter at Chicago Flower, and chicagoflower.com is the website. Correct?
Everything for us is Chicago Flower.
We have tickets to give away, so stick around for that. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
When I I see the sunshine outside, I can't wait to get out in my garden and start planting. I am a big perennial lover because it's less work. They just keep coming back every year, but there's a lot to choose from. And it's all happening at the Chicago Flower and Garden Show. The president and show director, Tony Abruscato, is here with Bill and I today. And Tony, you were saying that this year's theme is flower tales. Every garden has a story to tell. And you mentioned Harry Potter, and it's not necessarily all involving movies, is it?
No, it's not. It's not all about movies or books. We actually have a few stories, a few gardens that are telling stories about things happening. NPL is one of our large sponsors. They're actually having a garden that's all about the diverse neighborhoods of Chicago, and we went to some Chicago public schools and had them paint the planter boxes that the trees in their garden will be placed in. And so each one of those planter boxes will tell a different story in a different neighborhood. And then we're working with an organization called Eversight, and they work with the Oregon donor program and the tissue donor program here in Illinois and across the country, but here in Illinois. And they're helping people regain sight through education and organ donor, tissue donor. And so they're building this beautiful garden with all of, it's a plant, it's called Sinetti, and they almost look like a daisy, but they're bright pink and purple, and they're variegated with white, and we have twin waterfalls and water features.
Wow.
And so they're coming together and they're telling the story about how they're helping people regain their sight. So it doesn't just
have to be. And a lot to look at.
And a lot to look at. And that's what you come in and doing. And those are new builders for us. Santa Fe is doing all the brickwork, and then Wild Creek is doing all of the water features. So we've got a lot of new builders this year.
That's excellent. You said a little while ago, Tony, with the tulips, I think you said you added 70 varieties of tulips at the show this year. I didn't know there were 70 varieties of tulips. Does that lead the league in the flower world, or is there some flower that has even more varieties than that?
You know, the 70 varieties of tulips are just a drop in the bucket.
Is that right?
It's what we can grow and have space for.
Yeah.
But yeah, people don't realize it's one of the things we try to do with the show when I talked about education.
Uh-huh.
So we're bringing in 26 different varieties of hyacinths. We've got 70 varieties of roses. We have 6 different varieties of azaleas. We have 400 azaleas. And I joked with you, we now have 398 because I brought you guys two.
Thank you for that.
So there'll be 398 at the show. But the idea is to show people exactly that education, that, hey, there's all these different varieties that you can participate in. So it's just not a red rose. There's a Julia Child rose. And I just forgot his name, the guy that landed the boat on the Hudson, Scully. There's a Scully rose.
A Sully Sullenberger?
There's a Sully Sullenberger rose. And there's an Elizabeth Taylor rose and a Brad Pitt rose.
I bet that
rose,
one's purple or violet because of her eyes.
Is there a Pete rose?
Why not?
He's banned from the flower show.
For gambling.
Lifetime ban from
gamble?
The flower show.
No, he can't gamble on flowers. What's wrong with him?
Yeah.
That's a ton of varieties. Are you good enough to where you can see that many kinds of flowers and narrow it down, or is that impossible?
Well, you know what? The big joke is one day I was out in my yard in Michigan, and I looked at my partner and I said, you know, I want to get some more of those red ones for this area. And he's like, oh, you know, is that the Latin name there?
The proper
the
red term.
Ones. Yeah, you know, nice going, show director. You want the red ones. So, yeah, you know, I can tell there's differences, but I can't tell you all the names. That's why I always tease Wendy. I think she knows more about gardening than I do.
Maybe.
I tell you, I am so into allium. These are the little space things. It looks like just one little stalk and then a big softball-sized globe on the top of it, in purple, usually.
Usually, there's purple and white, and there's the there's also a giant one that has a really big head on it, a bigger ball. And so we have a bulb vendor that's from Holland. And so last year I bought alien bulbs and planted them out at the house in Michigan. They all came up. And so I had purple, white, and then the big Gigantor ones that were really cool. So that's the other thing too. At the show, you can buy all of these things. You can buy plants and seeds and bulbs. And the cool thing is that from a geeky thing, you know, and is, you know, the Roomba that you have in your house
where it automatically vacuums.
Yeah.
Well, there's a company that we're going to have at the show.
The Plant-ba?
We're going to
the Plant-ba.
They came up with it. It's the auto mower.
Oh yeah.
And it is basically the Roomba for your yard.
Oh, wow.
And it will every day or whatever the time frame, will go out and cut your grass. It'll Roomba around the grass.
Oh, my God.
And what it does is that it, because it's cutting it like every day or every other day, it's cutting off millimeters of the grass. So you never have to rake. You never have clippings. There's no reason, like the mulching and all that stuff. It just runs. And we're debuting it at the Chicago Flower and Garden Show. I was at a industry conference and this guy had it there. And I said, we have to have it. So we're doing that. And then all the new lithium battery charged weed whackers and blowers. And they're very lightweight and they're talking about how they can make them lighter, not only for the guys, but there's more and more women are doing the yard work.
Sure. I love doing it.
And so now all of these lighter tools. And so we'll have all of that and even a battery charged lawnmower, which I use out in Michigan out there. And it's great because two things. One, it's great with the environment and the noise. You're not putting the gas out there. But I can get out and cut my grass at 7 in the morning on Sunday because it just makes like a hum noise. And so you don't wake up your neighbors. And then you can spend the rest of the day doing whatever you want.
That's a good plan.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
We have two pairs of tickets to give away. Tony Abbruscato, president and show director of the Chicago Flower and Garden Show. It's happening Wednesday, March 14th, so this coming Wednesday through Sunday, March 18th at Navy Pier. You can go to chicagoflower.com to find out all the details. And let's give away two pairs right now. What numbers?
Well, there's 70 varieties of tulips, so caller 7 and caller 0.
God, Bill.
Through 7 and 8.
There's 26 hyacinths.
No, 7 and 8.
We have to keep the numbers low because Jasmine gets very testy.
We can do 2 and 6.
Very testy. 7 and 8 at 312-981-7200. Be caller 7 and caller 8.
You proud of yourself? 312-981-7200.
I just like to watch you simmer sometimes. It's like, be caller 0.
And make them tell their story. Make them tell the flower story.
Yes,
I would love to hear it. And you told your story about having, you just missed the bus by a block and had to carry your baritone horn. Someone said, haha, I just missed the bus border and I played the French horn, strapped it to a luggage rack and pulled it 8 blocks to junior high so I could
totally relate. Is that my sister? My sister played French horn.
847?
Yeah, maybe it's my sister.
Could be.
It's a plant, get it?
It's like that Discover Card commercial. She doesn't know she's related to you. His voice is so familiar. Who could he be?
One of the funny things was when I got involved with the show at the very first time, WGM was out doing a live broadcast.
A remote from there,
And Cochran was out there.
Yeah.
And it was his birthday. March 14th is his birthday. And so...
We all know.
So he pulls... I was flipping around the whole show, and he pulls this little kid out of the audience, and he starts talking to him, and the kid says, oh, it's my birthday too. And he's like, oh, March 14th. We're both March 14th. And he has this whole thing, and he's like, oh my gosh, this is the smartest kid. I love him. And he's like, so why did you come to the Flower and Garden Show? And he's like, because my uncle owns it. Randomly pull my nephew out of the office.
Perfect. That's so funny.
More stories. Yeah.
All right. Well, caller 7 was Elaine from Indiana. I think Jasmine said Vermont, Indiana. Is that correct?
Dermont, Indiana.
Never heard of it. I've heard of Indiana.
Yeah.
But Elaine from Dermont, Indiana, and Lisa from Plainfield, they're going to the Chicago Flower and Garden Show and go see the president and show director, Tony Abbruscato. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for our azaleas.
Oh, you bet.
Appreciate it, Tony. Great to see you.
I'm going
to
name mine Iggy.
Iggy Azalea?
Yeah.
We'll take a quick break. Then some news, then more show. It's Phil and Wendy on WGN.